2 Kings chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jedidah, daughter of Adaiah from Boscath. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. He walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right or to the left. In King Josiah's 18th year, the king sent the secretary, Shaphan, son of Azaliah, son of Meshulam, to the house of the Lord, saying, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest and have him weigh out the entire amount of silver which has been brought to the house of the Lord, which the gatekeepers have received from the people. It is to be given to those who are appointed to supervise the work on the house of the Lord. They are to give it to those who are working in the house of the Lord to repair the damage to the temple. Give it to the craftsmen, builders, and stonemasons, so they can buy wood and quarried stone to repair the damage. But no accounting is to be demanded for the silver which is given to them, because they are acting honestly." Then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the scroll to Shaphan, and he read it. Then Shaphan the secretary went to the king and reported, "Your servants have paid out the silver which was found in the temple, and they have given it to those who are appointed to supervise the work on the Lord's house." Shaphan the secretary told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a scroll." Then Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Achbor, son of Micaiah, Shaphan the secretary, and Isaiah, the servant of the king, "Go and inquire of the Lord for me and for the people, and for all of Judah concerning the words of this book, which has been found. For the Lord's wrath, which is burning against us, is great, because our fathers did not listen to the words of this book and do everything which was recorded for us." Then Hilkiah the priest, with Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Isaiah, went and spoke to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, who was the son of Tikva, who was the son of Harhas, the keeper of the vestments. She was living in Jerusalem in the second district. She gave them this message: "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me that this is what the Lord says. Look, I am bringing disaster on this place and on its inhabitants, everything written in the book which they read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have burned incense and offerings to other gods, so that they provoked me to anger with all the works of their hands. My anger will be poured out on this place. It will not be quenched. This is what you will say to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord. The Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken the words which you have heard. But because your heart was repentant, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard his words against this place and its inhabitants, that it would be desolate and cursed, and you have torn your clothes and have wept before me, I have heard you, says the Lord. Therefore, be aware of this: I will gather you to your fathers. You will be gathered to your grave in peace. Your eyes will not see all the disaster I will bring upon this place and its inhabitants." They brought this message back to the king. Chapter 23. Then the king summoned all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and every man of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, and all the people from the least to the greatest, went with him. In their hearing, he read all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood before the pillar and made a covenant in the presence of the Lord to follow the Lord, to keep his commandments, his testimony, and his statutes with all his heart, and with all his soul, to uphold the words of this covenant which were written in this book. Then all the people affirmed this covenant. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the lower-ranking priests, and the gatekeepers, that they should remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles which had been made for Baal, for Asherah, and for the whole army of the heavens. He burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of the Kidron Valley, and he took the ashes to Bethel. He removed the idolatrous priests, whom the king of Judah had appointed to burn incense at the high places, in the cities of Judah, and in the area around Jerusalem, those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to the whole army of the heavens. He took the Asherah pole from the house of the Lord to the Kidron Valley outside of Jerusalem. He burned it there. He crushed it to dust and scattered the dust on the graves of the common people. He tore down the houses of the male shrine prostitutes, which were in the house of the Lord, where women were weaving hangings for Asherah. Then he brought all the priests from the cities of Judah and defiled the high places where the priests had been burning incense, from Gibeah to Beersheba. He tore down the high places by the gates, which were at the entrance to the gate of Joshua, who was the official over the city. This gate was to the left of the main gate to the city. The priests from the high places could not go up to the Lord's altar in Jerusalem, but they were allowed to eat unleavened bread in the midst of their brothers. He defiled Tophet, which was in the valley of the son of Hinnom, so that no one could make his son or daughter pass through the fire for Molech. He removed the horses which the kings of Judah had set up for the sun from the entrance to the Lord's house. They were near the office of Nathan-Melech, the high official, which was in the temple courtyard. Then he burned the chariots of the sun. The king tore down the altars that were on the roof of the chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars that Manasseh had made in the two courtyards of the house of the Lord. He smashed them and threw the dust into the Kidron Valley. The king defiled the high places which were east of Jerusalem on the south end of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, king of Israel, had made for Ashtarte, the detestable goddess of the Sidonians, and for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. He smashed the sacred memorial stones to bits, and he cut down the Asherah poles. Then he filled their sites with human bones. Even the altar which was in Bethel, the high place which Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had made, which caused Israel to sin, he pulled down even that altar and its high place. Then he burned the high place. He ground the Asherah pole to powder and burned it. Then Josiah turned and saw the graves that were there on the hill. He sent men and took the bones from the graves and burned them on the altar. So he defiled it in fulfillment of the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed when Jeroboam stood by the altar at the feast. Then he turned and raised his eyes to the tomb of the man of God who proclaimed these things, and he asked, "What is that gravestone which I see over there?" The men of the city told him, "It is the grave of the man of God who came from Judah and proclaimed these things, which you are doing against the altar of Bethel." Then he said, "Leave him alone. Let no one disturb his bones." So they spared his bones along with the bones of the prophet who came from Samaria. Josiah removed all the shrines of the high places which the kings of Israel had made in the cities of Samaria, which provoked the Lord to anger. He did to them just as he did in Bethel. On the altars he slaughtered all the priests of the high places who were present there, and he burned human bones on the altars. Then he went back to Jerusalem. Then the king commanded all the people, "Observe the Passover to the Lord your God, just as it is written in the book of the covenant." For they had not observed a Passover like this during the days of the judges who led Israel, or during the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in King Josiah's 18th year, this Passover to the Lord was observed in Jerusalem. Josiah destroyed the mediums and spiritists, the household gods, the filthy idols, and all the detestable idols, which were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, in order to comply with the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest had found in the house of the Lord. Before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his strength, according to all the law of Moses. And after him, no one like him arose. But even so, the Lord did not turn from his great wrath, which burned against Judah because of all the offenses with which Manasseh had provoked him. So the Lord said, I will also remove Judah from my presence, just as I removed Israel. I will reject Jerusalem, the city I chose, and the house about which I said, my name will be there. As for the rest of Josiah's acts and everything he did, are they not written in the annals of the kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to join the king of Assyria for war at the Euphrates River. King Josiah went to meet Necho in battle, but Necho killed King Josiah at Megiddo when he faced him. His servants transported his body from Megiddo to Jerusalem in a chariot, and they buried him in his own tomb. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, son of Josiah, and anointed him. They made him king in his father's place. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he ruled in Jerusalem for 3 months. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah from Libna. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, like all that his fathers had done. Pharaoh Necho imprisoned him in Riblah, in the land of Hamath, so that he could not rule as king in Jerusalem. Necho levied tributes on the land of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. Then Pharaoh Necho set up Eliakim, son of Josiah, as king in place of his father Josiah, but he changed his name to Jehoiakim. Then he took Jehoahaz to Egypt, and Jehoahaz died there. Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to provide the money as demanded by Pharaoh. From each man according to his worth, he exacted the silver and gold from the people of the land to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebidah, daughter of Pedaiah from Ramah. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just like everything that his fathers had done.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.